Now that it's March, spring can't be too far away, and there's already plenty of evidence that birds are sensing the longer day length and growing restless. Last week, Mike Hendrickson called to tell me about a saw-whet owl hunting in a backyard in my own neighborhood, and people in the woods are starting to hear these tiny birds that sound like a truck's backing up alarm. Male saw-whets call to attract a mate to their cavity. When we see these adorable little owls by day, they sit still in what appears to be a zen-like, thoughtful state. But by night, they're surprisingly animated. While hunting, they move their heads every which way, searching for prey. And while calling, they move their entire body to and fro with every beep, with the demeanor of a cuckoo clock bird more than what we may think a dignified owl should look like. Saw-whets invariably call after dark, but if you hear one, the best place to look for it is in the bare branches of an aspen containing an old pileated woodpecker nest. Saw-whets are fairly calm, and many times I've seen birders shine flashlights on them without the little owls flying away. You can do this for a minute or two, but it's the height of rudeness to light them up if any larger owls are about. Barred and great horned owls have an easy enough time taking these little guys without us shining a beacon to lead the way. Pine siskins are getting twitter-pated now. Their flocks, which are growing at backyard feeders as natural food supplies dwindle at winter's end, are wonderfully noisy. Even when the birds are hidden in dense branches of spruce trees, the trees sound alive with their twitterings and zippy ascending notes. Redpolls and purple finches are also gathering at feeders right now. But for these birds, late winter can be dangerous as moisture from melting snow combines with increasing temperatures to create perfect conditions for bacteria and fungus to flourish. As soon as possible, rake below your feeders and try to keep your feeders clean. Scrubbing with a wire brush and then rinsing with a 10% bleach solution will protect your backyard birds from diseases originating in your own yard and help protect them from spreading diseases that they picked up elsewhere. If you find a dead bird that wasn't killed by a window, let your feeders go dry to help the flocks disperse, reducing the chance that sick birds will infect healthy ones. This year, an outbreak of a dangerous soil fungus, blastomycosis, has harmed humans as well as birds and pets in northern Wisconsin. The fungus is in the soil there no matter what, but seeds piling up can provide the perfect combination of moisture and darkness for this and other dangerous soil pathogens to thrive. Again, raking up around feeders and putting the hulls in a screened-off compost bin is a good way to protect both birds and us. It won't be long before hawks are passing overhead on their journey north. One side benefit of raking is we can look up into the sky to see these migrants, along with any swans, geese, cranes, and other flyovers. Most songbirds migrate by night, and when we don't want to stand outside listening for their calls or gazing at the moon through a spotting scope in hopes of seeing the silhouettes of birds passing by, we can go indoors and head to the computer to see migration. Hummingbird.net has a map of ruby-throated hummingbird migration showing exactly where they've been reported in the past days. Over the season, you can watch migration progress right on your computer and know exactly when to set out your own feeders. And Journey North provides weekly maps of the migration of robins, whooping cranes, and some other birds. These sites are linked on my For the Birds calendar page and at birderblog.com. As you notice avian signs of spring, send me an email to laura@binoculars.com so we can keep track of spring all over on my blog. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.